In May, the joint team investigating the downing of Malaysian flight MH17 released damning evidence linking the atrocity to an anti-aircraft missile brigade in the Russian army. But a week later, the senior Malaysian minister, Anthony Loke, said there was no evidence of Russia's involvement. It raised eyebrows in diplomatic circles. Now, new questions are being asked about Moscow's efforts to disrupt the investigation as details emerge in London of Moscow's aggressive espionage campaigns around the world. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
The veil has been lifted from a secret war being fought between Russia and the West.
The unit involved has sent officers around the world to conduct brazen close access cyber operations.
That was Britain's Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, giving an unprecedented glimpse into the world of modern espionage. Last week, the UK's ambassador to the Netherlands, Peter Wilson, revealed the identities of four GRU agents accused of attempting to infiltrate the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The chemical weapons watchdog was investigating the nerve agent Novichok. The revelations did not stop there.
One of the GRU officers, who was escorted out of the country by our Dutch colleagues, Yevgeny Serebryakov, also conducted malign activity in Malaysia. This GRU operation was trying to collect information about the MH17 investigation and targeted Malaysian government institutions, including the Attorney General's Office and the Royal Malaysian Police.
After MH17 crashed, killing 298 people, including 27 Australians in 2014, a top-level police investigation has been run jointly by the Netherlands, Belgium, Ukraine, Australia and Malaysia. In May, the joint investigation team announced a ground-to-air missile belonging to a Russian military unit was to blame. Just a week later, however, Malaysia's Transport Minister Anthony Loke sung from a different song sheet.
Well, there is no conclusive evidence to pinpoint at Russia. But who is responsible? You cannot just pinpoint at Russia.
Now, Christo Grozev, an investigator with the London-based Bellingcat website, has raised questions about why Malaysia broke ranks with its international partners.
We've seen some surprising dissension from Malaysia recently. That's the only country that did not fully endorse the findings of the joint investigation team.
Bellingcat has made major breakthroughs in recent weeks by revealing the true identities of the two GRU spies sent to England to kill Sergei Skripal. Mr. Grozev has told the ABC Bellingcat is now investigating whether the GRU has been attempting to interfere in Malaysia.
The thing that they might be doing, and I believe they may have done that in Malaysia, is look for discrediting information, for what they call compromat, on politicians, on members of investigative teams, and then they try to use that to get one member of the team to diverge from the common policy on what they're doing.
And is the speculation that one member of the team has been compromised?
That's a working hypothesis we have at the moment.
In a text message, the Malaysian Transport Minister Anthony Loke said, "I categorically and strongly deny the wild accusations against us. I have never been in contact with the Russians. My comments are based on the advice of our Ministry of Foreign Affairs." This is Linton Besser reporting from London for AM.